Now we come to the end, but let me point out one aspect of Satan's deception. We go back to Revelation 16, and we just read verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs. Here in Britain, we don't know much about frogs, but in warm climates, how many of you have lived in warm climates? You know what frogs do? They croak unceasingly all night. That's a picture of the agents of Satan. It's a picture of political propaganda. Three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. So there we have a satanic, don't have any room left, a satanic trinity. The dragon versus God the Father. The beast versus Jesus, the Son, the false prophet versus who? The Holy Spirit. That's right. So there is a satanic counterfeit trinity. Somebody is saying, that the devil is the ape of God. He never creates. He never can produce anything original. But whatever God produces, he imitates, corrupts, and distorts. And so he has his own trinity, the dragon, the beast, the false prophet. And they produce a counterfeit church, which is called the harlot. That's very, very close. I'm going to be dealing tomorrow with the false church and the true. Now, what is the safeguard against deception? Don't have time to read it, but you'll find it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. It says, God will send them strong delusion because they did not receive the love of the truth. What's the only security? To love the truth. The book of Proverbs says, buy the truth and sell it not. Do whatever you can to find and keep and obey the truth. If we don't love the truth, if we deliberately reject the truth, God will send us strong delusion. It will not be an accident. That will be God's judgment on those who refuse the revealed truth of Scripture, those who do not submit to it, and those who do not obey it. I trust that I've somehow succeeded in confronting you with the fact that the issues are extremely critical, extremely serious, and extremely relevant. They apply to us and the time and the situation in which we are living. So let us agree together, we will love the truth. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen.